My name is Leonard Dokes. I live on the Dokes First Nation. Born and raised here. I traveled the river with my grandparents when I was very young. I'd sit in the middle of a canoe and they were doing the paddling then. But as I got older, I had to get out in front paddle. So the river means a lot to me. I've earned my living on the river, and I still do yet today. I've guided on the river here, and when people come to the river, they come to look for something. They don't really know what they're looking for. They've heard about it from someone, or they've read it in a book somewhere. So they come to me a lot of times, and they ask me, what do you think about the river? Well, come on, let's go. And take them out on a boat and show them some new places. I showed them rock formations, different things like that. And I said, when you're traveling, you know, if you got a fast boat and you travel up and down the river, you'll never see nothing. Take your time, go slow, be attentive, and you'll see a lot of things. I believe when you listen to it, you begin to respect nature because you realize all the ties that it has that keeps you alive and sustains life. And one thing I told somebody one time, you know, during the winter, you go out in the bush and it's very quiet. And the only thing you hear is the birds. And then you go to bed at night. During the night, you get a big snowstorm. Everything's quiet, but you're sleeping, you don't hear nothing. When you get up in the morning to go outside, you open the door, and there's not a mark out in front where you were yesterday. The first one puts his foot down is going to be you. And be careful where you put that foot today, because your tracks are there. And it's a part of your life. That's the way I look at it.